with Bishop Willie Perry. You can contact Bishop Willie Perry by writing Word of Truth, P.O. Box 8592, Dallas, Texas, 75339. Services at God's Holy Temple are held Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m., Saturdays at 10:30 a.m., and Sundays at 10 o'clock a.m. and 7 o'clock p.m. Phone by dialing area code 214-371-7010 or 972-217-1255.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into the Deceptions of Satan radio broadcast with Brother Leon Gaspy. Listen now as Brother Gaspy enlightens you about the different ways Satan may deceive us in our walk with Christ.
Good afternoon. This is Brother Gaspy again. Today, this is getting bigger than I thought it. Bigger than I thought it was. I'm running into so much and so many things here, but it keeps leading me back to this: how we practice the traditions of men instead of the Word of God. As a matter of fact, most of the church, organized church members, don't even bother to read the Bible unless they're in the church. Sometimes I notice church members been in the church for 35, 40, 50 years. When the preacher get up and select his text, they got to look in the index to try to find the chapter and verse that they're looking for. By the time they find it, the preacher's through and they put the Bible, close the Bible up and go on back to talking or text messaging or whatever else they have on the mind. And not only the members, I see some of the officers in the church doing the same thing. And I wonder about that, because here in Mark chapter 7, I'm starting at verse 1. I'm going to read this so you at least you can hear it. Then came together unto him the Pharisees and certain of the scribes which came from Jerusalem. And when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled, that is to say, with unwashed hands, they found fault. But the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they washed their hands off, eat not, holding the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the market, except they wash, they eat not, and many other things there be which they have received to hold, as the washing of cups, pots, brazen vessels, and of the tables. Then the Pharisees and scribes asked him, why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands? Then he, Jesus, answered and said unto them, well hath Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, this people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandments of God, ye hold the traditions of men, as washing of pots, cups, and many other such things you do. And he said to them, full well you reject the commandments of God, that you make your own tradition. You know, now I see all the time people in the church talking about what Mama and them did and what Reverend so-and-so did 40, 50 years ago when I was a child. But like I said, some of those people did only what they knew to do, and a lot of them couldn't read or write, and they did what somebody told them to do. But now here we are with all this education, We got more degrees than a thermometer. And we don't won't even bother to read the word to find out what it says. And if we don't know the word, it's impossible to do it, because first you have to read it to know it or hear it. If you don't know it, there's no way you can do it right. But in order to believe it, you have to know it, believe it, and then do it. Because like our Sunday school lesson was talking about, last Sunday, talking about doing the word of God, doing what God says. If you don't know what it says, you can't do what it says. If you don't do what it says, you can't expect him to do what he says. Because he says what he's going to do, you're expecting one thing and you're going to get another. And that's why it's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth. A lot of us are going to be disappointed because of the fact that we don't know. The Bible tells us to know the messenger by the fruit, know a tree by the fruit it bears. And you can't know whether a person is telling you the truth or not unless you know the truth, some part of it anyway, enough to know. And I think a lot of the pastors I've heard that, you know, just they're not reading the Bible. They seem to be just quoting what they heard somebody else say or some other. And a lot of these preachers with large followings are not necessarily teaching what God says. A lot of them are selling books, tapes, and whatever else. And after they get through doing that, well, they, like my friend used to say, if a person don't read, you can tell them anything. We used to have a saying in the streets, if a man don't stand for something, he'll fall for anything. It's the same thing within the church. If you don't know what God says, a person can get up in front of you and tell you anything, and if they got a hoop or a moan or whatever, and this is what some people go to hear. As a matter of fact, people go to church now, it seems, to be more entertained than for information, because every time you ask a person to go to church, oh, did you have a good time? Good time? Yeah, I guess I had a good time, but I didn't go to church to have a good time. I went to church to worship God and to learn more about how to please God by knowing what he wants me to do and how to do it and things like that. I didn't go to church to have a good time. Matter of fact, they talk about you praising God and saying amen and all like that. That's like asking somebody to sign a contract they haven't read. You haven't read the contract and you go sign on the dotted line, you're responsible for whatever that contract says. So I wonder sometime about the preachers asking for witnesses and demanding people to say amen or say hallelujah, this and other. If you're saying something that I can agree with, I know when to say amen or how to say amen. I want to hear what you're saying. I don't want to hear you putting on no show for me. Because if I want to be entertained, I know where to go get entertainment, the best of entertainment. So they call the best of entertainment. I left the city city of entertainment, Las Vegas, where they have all kind of entertainment 24/7, just about. But that's beside the point. When I go to church, and I hope that when you go to church, you're not going there to be entertained. You're going to better understand what God is saying in his word. But you have to know what's in this word in order to understand, because if you don't know what's in it, you can't understand it. But first, you got to know it. And I very seldom hear a preacher tell the people that they need to read the Bible. I've seen some, and I wish I knew how to do this, but I don't. And I've heard some very good preachers. They can take one scripture and make a whole hour sermon on it and never get through with that one scripture. But I don't know how to do that. I don't like it, but I wonder sometimes if they're really trying to teach the people the word of God, or are they just working up, getting people worked up to buy the book, because they tell you how successful they are and this, that, and the other, and they got proof that they're successful. Some of them flying airplanes and driving luxury cars and things, and people are judging the authenticity of Christians by material possessions, a lot of them. And we can't judge a man by what he has for his material possessions, because like I say all the time, these things are not going to last. And God's word is the only thing that promises something to last. And if you want to be entertained, just have some stuff, there are principles in the Bible that you can do that. Work for anybody. But just the things that really count, and that's going to benefit you in the end. Because I read somewhere, I think it's in Proverbs, that you know, your riches are not going to be any good when the time comes, when settling up time comes. You know, when we get in this other phase of life, which we all claim we're looking forward to. We say we are saved and we're born again, we're going to heaven when we die. So all of that, a lot of that is the tradition of men, what men say. Like I say about being born again, Jesus said when the Holy Spirit come on you, you receive power. The church says when the Holy Spirit come on you, you're born again. Now which one do you believe? And most churches will teach you that. When he got born again. My baby got born again. My husband got born again. No. He did not get born again. He received power. Power for what? Power to overcome these situations in life. It overcome Satan the same way Jesus did, by the word of God. But we ignore the word of God and listening to the entertainers, and I call most of the real popular entertainers, of most of the real popular preachers are basically entertainers. Because I don't know. Well, I don't know how to preach. I never did go to school to learn how to preach. God didn't tell me to go to school. He didn't give me the opportunity to go to school for that. But I have read this book. Like Paul says in Corinthians, he said he's not an eloquent speaker, but he's not lacking in knowledge. I know what this book says. And like I say, if I'm wrong about it, I wish some of you Christian preachers, or church member, whatever, would get with me and take the time to show me or tell me that I'm wrong. Because I believe what I'm saying, and I believe I'm on the right road, because the Bible says there's a narrow road and there's a broad one. And this is narrow because whenever I speak, most people don't really want to hear. But God told me to speak, and I'm going to speak anyway. Whether you hear me or whether you believe me or not, I'm still going to say what this book says that I got in front of me. And thank God I did learn how to read with very some limited comprehension, but I do know how to use a dictionary and a concordance. I'm learning how to use a concordance, but I do know how to use a dictionary.